that happy note. We keep on mentioning that one of the key parts, the Geirus process, is the going to the mikveh. That men, women, everybody has to go to the mikveh. So for the men to go to the mikveh, that's self-explanatory how that happens. However, for a woman to go to the mikveh, we said it has to be done in front of a Beit Din, that's a little bit tricky. By and large, we try to keep some modicum of modesty when it comes to the process, and a woman going unclothed into a bath with three men standing there would seem to be a violation of even the most broad, open-minded views of the laws of modesty, tzniut. So what exactly happens and how do you approach this? So there's a fair amount of discussion. We start off with the Gemara in Yevamos, as we tend to always start. It says, Isha, if a woman's converting, Nasim Moshivas Osobamayim Ad Savara, other woman put her into the water up until her neck. Ushnei Talmidei Chachamim Omdim Lo B'Mechutz, so the two rabbis on the outside. Modiyin also Mitzvos Chaburas, and they tell her, do you accept the mitzvahs? Now what it sounds like from here, this is a very odd Gemara on many levels, right? It sounds like that the rabbis don't actually see her in the mikveh, rather it's women who are seeing her in the mikveh, and as the women see her in the mikveh, rabbis on the outside, they are approving it. Now this is problematic on many levels, but the most obvious first problem should be the fact is that a Beis Din we usually talk of as how many people?
Three.
And here it says, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. So what is the meaning of this Gemara? What is being suggested here, etc.? In order to understand what's going on, we need a little background information. And in fact, we have began discussing this background information last time. For those of you who might have arrived late, we have a nice pile of Mayim Makomo sheets here. Go spread the wealth. So, the Gemara discusses a very interesting case. We mentioned this case last time, but we're going to go a little bit more in depth this time around. Number two, Avdei Rav Chiya Bar Ami Itlo Li Avedes Chachamim L'Shem Intisa. So, Rav Chiya Bar Ami had an Eved. Eved meaning a Eved Kanani. Now, an Eved Kanani is if a Jew would buy a slave, it is necessary to go through somewhat of a conversion process before accepting the person as a slave. An Eved is Chayiv in Mitzvahs like a woman. That an Eved is Jewish to a large extent. However, his level of requirements, he does not have to do mitzvahs, asei shozman, grama, etc. But he has to marry a Jewish woman. He is Jewish at this point. There's a fair amount of, the historians among us will know more about this than I, but there were many Jewish slave owners in the South prior to the Civil War. And at least some of them were being tovel their avadim l'shem avdus at the time. There is some documentation of this that I have heard of. I'm not an expert in the area, but I'm sure Google is. And if anyone's interested, this was even going on at that point. So therefore, the Eved of Rav Chiya could not marry a non-Jewish woman. So he went and he took her to, and told her to go to the mikveh, l'shem intisa, for the sake of a woman. Unclear what that means. Amar of Yosef, yechil melach shuri bo b'barta. I can make it that she's Jewish and her kid's Jewish. How are you going to do that? Kidder of Asi, the Amar of Asi milo tovel l'nidusa. If Asi says, okay, forget about this trip to the mikveh, didn't she go to the mikveh when she was a nida? Bibarta, Obi Kachomim the Eved Abba Abbas Yisrael Havad Kosher. In terms of the kid, it says that if a non-Jew and an Eved, a slave, have a child together, the child is good. Ahudave Kore Bar Armaisa. They were used to refer to this person as the son of the Arami, meaning the non-Jew. He said, no, the mother went to the mikveh for the sake of Nida. Similarly, they said, your father's not Jewish. He said, didn't the man go to the mikveh? Men used to go to mikveh in those days when they were a baal keri. So, what's going on here? So, the basic Gemara is saying that there are people who go to, it sounds like a woman goes to the mikvah in a way that does not work. However, when she goes to the mikvah later on, as a regular woman, that's okay. Rashi explains it as follows. Number three, Milo Tovon Yudusa, Va'osa Tfilo Olo Tfilos Geras. So a woman goes to the mikvah once a month, as is normal. And that, if she wasn't Jewish yet, that makes her Jewish, because she went to the mikvah. The Dasi Yudusi V'chei Milo Tovon Kerev. Because the reason she's going to the mikvah is for a Jewish reason, and that makes her Jewish. A very interesting opinion of Rashi. Right? Rashi is saying a woman who goes to the mikvah, even though there's no bathed in there, etc., is Jewish. This bothers Tosfos very much, as you'd expect. Tosfos comments, Milo Tovon Yudusa, Tema Domele Kaman, Di Gertzar Shloshet, the Mishrik Sibbe. But where is the bathed in? You can't go to the camp, become Jewish without a base in there. And even if you tell me that even one is good enough, but that when a woman goes to the mikvah, she doesn't bring a man with her. It's not even one. The ish ain't ruya lodun, and a woman doesn't count for a dying. Can it not call kosher lodun kosher? And it has a famous piece of Tosfos here. What about Devorah? Doesn't matter. So that's not going to work either. So where's the Beis Din? If women can't be in the Beis Din and there are no men whatsoever. So he says, V'yesh Lomar, the fourth line, Hai Deborah Shlosha Heinrich Kabbalos HaMitzvahs. There are, as we said, there are three parts of the Geirus process. There is, for the men, there is Mila. For men and women, there's going to the mikvah. And there is the Kabbalos HaMitzvahs. He says, when we say you need a Beis Din, you only need the Beis Din for the Kabbalos HaMitzvahs. B'di'evit, if the bris was done without a Beis Din, if the tefillah was done without a Beis Din, still good. Aval tefillah, af agav d'amir kaman, d'shnei talmir chachamim om d'mi b'chutz, hayin l'chad chira, d'arif tvei. Didn't with that first Gemara say that there'll be men waiting outside when she goes? She said, yeah, that's l'chad chira, that's the best case scenario. V'yesh b'farshim kevin yadu l'chol t'tov l'kiva omdim sham dami. So the second answer is no. The second answer says it's not a matter of you don't need a Beis Din. It's a matter of the fact that everybody knows that the woman's a religious woman. She's married. So everybody knows that religious women that are married on a monthly basis go to the mikvah. Do they know what day she went? They shouldn't. Right? That's not something that's public. But they know in general she goes. So the fact that everybody knows, that's as good as the Beis Din being there. That's
what about when you talked a few weeks ago about the bad Beis Dins?
Yeah.
So if a woman didn't know it was a bad Beis Din, but she was a religious woman, then she would probably be okay.
So, all right, so that's a very good point. So again, as we go through it, I've had at least three cases I can think of readily in the basin where we wanted to apply this. Right? And that's the question. So according to this opinion, so again, let's go backwards. Okay, according to Rashi, who says you do not need a Beis Din, as that seems to be the opinion of Tosfos here, then for sure, okay, so if you don't need a Beis Din, that's okay. The problem becomes, you at least need a Beis Din at Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. If there's a bad Beis Din throughout the process, that's not going to help you. Right? If there's only a bad Beis Din here, that would be. So, or we had the example we had mentioned earlier, what about the case of the woman who goes to the mikvah by a Beis Din, but the mikvah was no good. So then, if you want to rely on her other trips to the mikvah, you could perhaps rely on this. The fact that you don't need a Beis Din, or the fact that it's public knowledge that this is the type of woman who goes to the mikvah. Amiyu kosher, the feels need a balayla. One more question, he says, wait a second. When does a woman go to the mikvah on a monthly basis? At night. In order to become a ger, you have to go to the mikvah by day. How's that going to work? So he took care of the Beis Din problem, but what about the time of day problem? וכמן אין אומר אין מדין גר בלילה, אבל אי רב כסיד משפר בי הקבלוס מצווס עשי שפיר. They might be on how the chachir with the rabbanon. It's the same idea. Just like you don't need a beis din to be there with the eved, so too you don't need it to be done by day with the eved. So this is the shita of Tosfos. Tosfos has two possible ways of explaining what's going on here. One potential way of explaining what's going on here is to say that in fact, with the eved, you don't need a beis din. The second approach is to say that you do need a beis din, but this idea, this universal knowledge, counts as a beis din. The Rif has a very different approach. If you look at the Rif in number 5, quotes a Gemara, Miro Tovu L'Shem Keriv, Sugi D'Shmaisen Hachinu. This is what the Gemara means, the Rif tells us. This is what it says. V'i kasha l'chahu ad-Rebbe Yochanan, d'omer gil tzorach shosha, mai tamad mishpat k'sib bein, aye, where's the beis din? V'kai malon de'hilchus ahi. And that's how we follow. You do need a beis din. Lo kasha hodu Rav Asi v'Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi the Evidu the Lo Paslim Lebrei. However, Tavu Shem Kerev the Irav Giyor who Lo Havi Tavu Shem Kerev. He says no, something different. A woman shows up, a man shows up, and says, "I was Megayer. You were Megayer. Where's the paperwork? I lost it. Who's the beis din? A beis din you don't know." But we see this woman acts as a religious woman. She goes to the mikvah. She does whatever. Now, so why, so the Rif says, the Gemara saying, why would she be going to the mikvah on a monthly basis if she wasn't Jewish? So this is a proof that she must be Jewish, the fact that she's acting that way. However, so if this woman shows up in shul, and we see she's a religious woman, but we can't make heads or tails out of her paperwork, so she could be a member of the shul. We'll assume she's Jewish for her sake. However, if she wants to get married, or if her children want to get married, this is not enough. The Rif says, for b'di'evit, what are we going to do? You know, there's a question. Here she is. She wants to be a member of the Women's League. Okay, so she's at the film. She says, we believe. However, if it actually comes to doing a marriage or the like of her or her children, then we need real proof. So the Chazon, this is important. We have three approaches to what the Gemara means. Either the Gemara is saying that a woman who goes to the mikvah on her own, that's enough because you don't require a beis din for that. Or, number two, we are saying that a woman who goes to the mikvah on a regular basis, the fact that there is public knowledge is the equivalent of a beis din. Or third, no, that doesn't prove anything. However, the Gemara is saying, if the woman acts this way, like a religious woman acts, we can assume that what she's telling us is the truth, as long as it's not that serious of a question. But when push comes to shove, we're going to have to really look into it. Now, taking it back to our issue, so a woman needs to go to the mikvah. In the event that there are overwhelming reasons why men can't be there, so if you assume, like the first approach is Tosfos, that's only lechatchila you should have a beis din, but b'di'evet not, right? That would seem to be the opinion of Rashi. So then it's fine, let the rabbi stand outside. Either way, they don't have to be there. However, if you tell me that you do need a beis din, and this is only a matter of saying that if we don't know if there was a beis din or not, this could be used as a proof, at least temporarily, then this isn't going to work, because you do need a beis din there. You're going to have to figure out somehow or another in a proper way to get the rabbis in there so they can witness her going into the mikvah. There happens to be a fourth approach to this. It's a quick one, the Ber Halach, the Bahag, the Halachos Gedolos. And he says, V'ha'im alo sagi b'tfilah d'kerev ad etov elushim geris, the kaimolon, hilchus ager tzor sholosh mishpik sivbeh. So he has a different way of doing it. So we have a problem in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the woman went to the mikvah on her own, that's good enough. Another place it says you need a beis din. How do you deal with that? So the Bahag says, I'll tell you how we deal with it. The one who says if she goes on her own, that's a minority opinion, that's rejected. There is no such halacha. Because you require a basin, that whole Gemara is rejected. Okay, that fixes that. And also, by the way, it's nighttime, it's not going to work because of that. So, there's the issue. So the issue is, what are we going to do with the problem of the woman in the mikvah? To the extent that you can rely on the opinion that says you don't need a basin, there you're okay. But clearly there are many opinions that assume not that way. What does the Rambam say? Always a good question. We have two Rambams. The first is, how does he deal with Milo Tavu and Medusa? So he says as follows. A convert who we see her acting the way that a Jewish woman should act. She always does. Kigon, Shetavar Nidusa. She goes to the mikvah. Tafrish, Truma Meisasa. She takes chala when she bakes. Vekayotzebezer. Vechein Ger, Shenoeg, Bedacha Yisrael, Shetavar Lekaria, Veosa Kol Mitzvos. Similarly, a Ger, where he goes to the mikvah when he's supposed to, he does whatever other, he puts on tefillin, whatever else he's supposed to do. There's a chazaka, there's an assumption that they are good gerim. And even though there's no proof as to who did the gerus, however, in bolis ari be Yisrael ein mesiyin osam ad sheyaviu edim. If they want to get married, either they've got to bring better proof or go to the mikveh again.
Why don't we let them do everything else? Almost, to some extent, misleading the person. Until they, fine, once they want to come and get married, then you have to bring proof. But everything else we're going to let them do, you're misleading them, because at the point of marriage, you're saying, we're not going to let you do...
The woman's 55 years old, she's married, and she makes children for the Kiddush. So is it considered Bishul Akum? We say no.
Right, but just like...
She's not going to get married.
We don't want to let her, we have a topic, and we don't want to make another day. So here, if you're not, there's other people involved that could affect as well, in any other situation.
Right, so that's the idea, that at this point, we don't have a need to figure it out. However, ultimately, if we have a need to figure out, the answer is going to be, this isn't... This is not good enough.
Where she's involved in other things, etc., it could affect other people. You know?
Right, but to the extent that it affects other people at this point, we're going to be Mekel.
That's why I'm asking, why?
What?
Why are we Mekel?
Because there's this chazaka there, that she's acting a certain way. It's a safe assumption. However, when it comes to marriage, safe assumption is not enough. Yes?
How do you say that it's proof that she's a Jewish woman? Because she's tovel l'shem nidusa, but then when she wants to get married, we don't say she's Jewish. Well, how is she going? Why was she going to the mikvah l'shem nidusa then?
So
she's already married.
She liked it.
So, two answers. Two answers. Answer number one is, historically, women went to the mikvah even when they weren't married, when we cared about tuma v'tara.
That's what he's talking about.
So that's one possibility. The other one is, it says not only if she wants to get married or if her children want to get married. So if she's going for the, now her kids want to get married.
Sorry.
Possibility is this is a second marriage. Unfortunately, due to the untimely demise of Mr. Maybe Gare, now we have this issue. So the Rambam basically word for word is the same as the Rif. The Rambam and the Rif are both of the opinion that you require a Beis Din, that this is not enough. However, temporarily it will be okay. So again, that does not help us much. According to this opinion, ultimately you require a Beis Din to be there, and if not, it's no good. Now, therefore, when the Rambam discusses the standard case of a geirus of a woman, the Rambam says, "V'shlosha ondim al gaba v'me'idin also mixus mitzvos kalos and mixus mitzvos chaburos pam shniya v'hu omed b'mayim." So this is talking about man's being megayer. He's standing in the water, and they tell him exactly what he's supposed to do. V'mhaisa isha. What if there's a woman who's being converting, as is the case in the large majority of Gerim today. I would say at least 70% of the people who convert are women at this point. Part of the reason of the Shidduch crisis, more women in the pool than men. That's a pun. Nashim moshivas osam b'mayin ad tzavara. They put her in the water up until her neck. V'hadayonim mibachutz modin osam mitzvos kal v'chamuros. And they stand on the outside. V'hi yosheves b'mayim. And she's in the water. V'achar kach tovelos bifneihem. Then she dunks down in front of them. V'hei machzirim pineihem. And after she goes under, they turn their faces away. So, it would seem from the description that the water was perhaps murky. She's standing up to her neck in the water, and the rabbis can't see anything. She then dunks. They, before she comes out, turn their back and walk out, and she comes out. So the Rambam is clearly of the opinion that when you are doing the conversion, the rabbis have to be there. Because if there was no Beis, then it would be no good. The Shulchan Aruch, when dealing with this issue, Miro Tavor and Nidusa, really spells out all the opinions. And says as follows, number 9. Kol inyoni hager, bein mahodiyah ha-mitzvah s'lakabon, bein mira bein tefillah. Tzach yu begimu k'shem rodon. Every aspect of the Geirus process has to be done in front of a kosher Beis Din of 3. Ubayom, and it has to be done by day. Miyadavka lechad chira. This is the preferable. Ava b'diavad imro mal otova el bifnei beis o krovim. If there was only two there, or if there were relatives there for that part, uvalayla, or if it was at night, afilu lo tova l'shem keiris. Even if they went for the mikvah for a different reason, ela isha tova l'keri v'isha shetova l'nidusa havi geru muta b'yisraelis. So the first opinion he quotes is the opinion of Tosfos, that b'diavad you only need the mikvah for the kabbalas hamitzvos. V'la'arif v'la'rambam afilu b'diavad shetovol omov b'fnei shnayim olayla ma'akeh v'osim yisraelis. However, the Rambam and the Rif disagree and said that if you don't have a kosher basin for all of it, not Jewish, doesn't work at all. However, bid the Evid, if they got married and they had a kid after that, we don't passel it. So it seems that, according to the Rambam and the Rif, two of the big three in terms of Pesach for the Shulchan Aruch, you really need to have the Beis in there. That leads to the modern day discussion of what to do in this case. The first tshuva we have here is the Mishpatei Uziel by Rabbi Ben Zion Chai Uziel, the first Rishon LeZion, the first Sephardi chief rabbi of Israel, who has a very interesting question. So he said he used to work in Salonika, as the tshuva begins saying, and Nishaldi Mershon Rashi Tfilas HaGiyora Shalom B'Maimed Beisdin. Can the Giyoras go to the Beisdin to the mikvah without the Beisdin being there? Why? Why do you want to do this? So in Salonika, things were a little different. The mikveh was set up in the non-Jewish bathhouse. So regular non-Jewish women would be using the bathhouse to take their baths. And it would really be inappropriate for a basin to walk into a female bathhouse where many women were bathing, Jewish and non-Jewish alike. And if people saw what was going on there, it would really look bad. So being that this is a very difficult situation, maybe we can do without the Beis Din. Okay. So he goes through the Gemaras, etc. Garcina and Avdi, the Rav Chiya, quotes the Gemaras that we are familiar with, that we've read already. And he summarizes the opinions as follows. The alcohol padim, das maran zalvar amoh, he should be the evid, im ro mo, otova, el bifne shnaim, o krovum valaro, vafil otova, shem geris, el isha tova, kerev, isha tova, lidusa, havi ger mutbi israelis. He said that the Shulchan Aruch says that bid the evid, that's the initial opinion, it would be okay. The three opinions. One is the Nemuke Yosef. Opinion one is that nose based in it's nothing. It's worthless, it's a waste. Opinion number two, Rif Haramba Ramban. If someone does this, they are not considered Jewish regularly. However, if they have children, we're not going to announce the children are not Jewish. They're somewhere in between. And Tosfos Mordechai v'Rosh v'Atur in the Shulchan Aruch says that if Kadma Tzuras Kabbalas Mitzvahs Kalsu Chamuras Bifnei Beizim V'Tavol Bifnei Eidim Hareyu Ki Yisrael Chol Dvarav. What? No, the kids aren't fine. He says we're not going to call them Goyim.
Right, but if they should have the same status as the parents.
Right. Question how it works. So bottom line, Hadron L'Sherosin, Chazi Havzal Rav, Perach Mater Aaron, Shenishol B'Isha Tetov, V'nei Noshim Misi Bezu, Shebar HaMerchus No Nasana L'Anoshim L'Ikonis B'Veis HaMerchus, Shehoyu Lo Noshim Nochrios, V'Masa L'Aloch, Sherif V'Rambam V'Rabban V'Arid V'Poskim, Shein Tfilah Shelo B'Fnei Bezdin V'Atiras Nesueyam, Miyom Roshon LaHakel Hilkach Tzurich Tfilah Sheinis B'Fnei Bezdin Sheodiyo Sheyeshuv Mixas Mitzvah Chamuros. And he quotes, this very question was asked previously, they said, no, even B'Dievet, it's no good. B'chol Zos Ani Yidon L'Ni Estaychi Shebinidon Didon Efshalon L'Lismach Hadas Maran V'Ramar. However, Rav Uziel said that he thought that in a case like this, you can be Mekel. That the rabbis can stand outside, being that they can't come inside, and the geirus will still be good. Sure.
Why can't a woman like a
mikvah
lady, so to speak, like stand in there, watch her, and say, and be like a shlichah, kind of, and say, listen, I watched her. I
right, so it's not a matter.
Like the whole thing with the basement with the men, like having to go in there, what exactly? And I just hang out in the hall.
You can't be a witness, right?
What?
A woman can't be a witness.
It's not a matter of witness. Witnesses don't work here. No. You require, it has to be in front of a, now, we had mentioned at an earlier shiur, what is the purpose of the Beis Din? What are they doing there? Why do you need a Beis Din for anything? Are there any questions that are coming up? What are they doing there? So, we mentioned the opinion of Rabbi Schechter is that when a person is Megayer, it's really between you and God. And so, how do we bring God down to this world? So, whenever there's a concept of Elokim Nitzav Ba'Adas Kel, that whenever a Beis Din gets together, the Shechina comes down. So, it's not a matter that the Beis Din has to be there. It's not a matter that they don't believe that it happened. It's a matter that the Shechina has to be present at that point. And that requires a Beis Din of three men. It's a technicality, and that's what you need.
It can be next door.
What?
It can be next door.
Okay, they've got to be there. Yes. No.
What it means is that the men do watch when the woman goes under, but then they leave before she gets out, which raises the question, how are the men watching? How's that possible? So you have many people think that the men are actually watching the naked woman immersed in the mikvah, which is not what happens.
Nope, it does not happen.
I'd like to describe how it happens.
So that's what we're going to go on. Right. Right, we have not reached the end yet. We will describe the other opinions. So yeah, this is one opinion. This is opinion of Rabbeinu Chai Uziel. It's a good opinion to have in case you ever get stuck, that he thinks B'Dievet you can rely on if the Beis Din is not there. However, the majority of the opinions do not follow that. Will we bring down two of the more modern poskim? We start with one Sfaradi, Maran Rav Avadya Yosef, in the Sefer Yabi Omer. Where he writes as follows, B'dvin tiyos ha-yosh b'fnei bezin, hinei maise b'chol yom po b'mitzrayim. This goes back a few years when he was still in Egypt. She'ein adayanim omdim mebeis ha'tfilo k'dei she'tipo ha'giyos b'yafneim elahim omdim mechutz lebeis ha'tfilo b'cheder ha'samuch. So the minhag in Egypt was in his day that the woman would go into the mikveh and the men would stand in the next room. And the mikveh lady then watches her go down. As was suggested, this was the minhag in Egypt back in the day. I don't know how many gerim we're doing in Egypt these days. What? He said the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to do. She's in the water, right? Yes, I understand we have very clear water now in our mikvahs. The gufadira afe yosim b'mayim, and of course you could still see her if she's standing in the water. V'lav orach ara, and that is not appropriate, admittedly. Nidrati chavos daiti ramaisa eze derech yishkanor. What should we be doing, he was asked, you know? To say that the men should stand there, maybe in the olden days when they had muddy water, you could talk about this. Nowadays, you can't do that. Right? The water, unfortunately, has been cleaned up. On the other hand, what the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to. So this is obviously an abridged version. We went from Aleph to Chaf. Zos Toras Ha'ola, She'en Ra'hak Ra'chachir B'din Zeh. This is the bottom line. You can't be mekel, you can't be lenient to have no one there. But Tzrichan Ha'dayan L'chonos L'beis Ha'tfil R'ros B'mo Einayim T'vil Sigeres. The Dayanim have to see with their own eyes what's happening. V'yesh Ha'zeh B'ez Racham. There are two possibilities. I've seen both of these done. Echad, Puris Yerios Bad Al Piyamayim. You cover the mikveh with a tarp, a sheet. Ve'ei Nira Mitocha El Rosh. There's a hole in there, and her head is out there. You can only see the woman's head. Ubole Derechala, Shavem Sayuria. Ve'acha Kabolos Amitzvus, Terachin Rosh, Ve'titulei Zekim. Dunks her head down at that point, they can still see nothing. And with that, as soon as the head goes down, the dayanim walk out, and she gets dressed. The end. The second possibility is going in a bathrobe. You have a loose fitting bathrobe, woman goes into the mikveh, her entire body gets wet. And the dayanim see nothing. She enchotzis mechaven shamayim chodrin letochem. Ula, wahak a litva shalob ifne bezin, eno nochem klal. But to say that there shouldn't be a bezin there, that's absolutely incorrect. So Rav Avadya gives two practical approaches, both of those which I am familiar with. Of either you have a sheet out there where you can just see your head, or she wears a robe. The people don't want to stand against them. And it raises an interesting point. We quoted this. This was the first thing we quoted when we began learning about Geiris. It said, if you remember, as a nefesh asher asu b'choron, avim megayir es ha'anoshim, v'sor megayir es ha'anoshim. Some people say, aha! Sarah megayeres asanashim. That means that a female was making female gerim. So he says, that's not what it means. Come on, stop it. We know that that's not the case. Etc. That's not what it means. It means that she was training them. She was doing the outreach, she was doing the training, just like Avram was doing the outreach and the training. But it doesn't mean that the Geirus was done by them. As we said earlier on, the concept of Geirus before Matan Torah itself is a little bit of an odd idea to think of. So the psak of the Sfaradim at this point is not to be mekel in that case, and rather to require that one way or the other, there are good options out there, that the that the Beis Din see the woman go down. I think Rabbi Goldberg mentioned it once to me a few years ago that there is a third minhag where the woman stands with her back up against the wall.
Right. And
you heard that from him also?
No, I saw it.
Oh, okay.
but the only thing you see is the head, both when she's out of the water and in the water.
Well, she's in the water, you don't see anything.
Well, you see a vague form, but it's only the head.
Right. Again, the only issue I would have, I've never seen anyone do that. The issue is that you really have to...
It's immersed in the water.
Not only that, women tend to have long hair. And
you can tell?
Yeah, so again, I can't see on an angle how you can be sure that all the hair went down.
With the tarp, do you have the same issue?
No.
Why not?
No.
The hair sitting on the top, you also see it.
No. So with the tarp, usually what it is, she wraps herself in the tarp. Now you see everything go down. But again, if you tell me it works, I'll take your word for it. That I have not seen. What about the Pesach Ashkenaz, for the few Ashkenazim in the crowd? One or two of us? Interesting. Gersh Tovav Negimel Varak Echad Roat Tfil also. What happens if you have a case where the Ger does its field? One only saw it. Interesting. It's written to Harava Goyim Rav Zalman Shimon Dworkin Shlita. I think that might be Rabbi Stephen Dworkin.
No. This
no?
is a...
We have one yes and one no here.
I think there's a famous Lubavitch Posek with Blessed Memory.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So there you have it. V'dover Ager Shesim V'deshol Shayim K'shem Shilchot L'mikvah K'shayis Al-Medes Al-Tzava Rabbi Mayim V'machma Shehoye Mokum Tzar Lo Yochur Amo B'shira Achas V'ofis Yerukum Heitev Archonos HaRosh. This is an issue. Mikvahs, women's mikvahs, are not really, don't usually have like grandstands for people to stand around there and watch it happen. So therefore the area is usually pretty tight, and therefore to get in three dayanim plus a mikvah lady, right, and sometimes one or two friends who came along to show support, it gets a little bit tight. So that seems the situation was it was too tight, and two of them didn't actually see what was going on here. Ella Amdu Zachary said, rather staying in a straight line, V'ro Rak HaRishon, the guy in front saw the Amad Eitzel HaMikvah, V'ashneim Achim, Lo Yuchu Liros, Avushomu Kol Tfil B'Achnosa Sarosh Me'amayim. The other two heard. What's the din? So Rav Moshe goes through the opinions, goes through the Shulchan Aruch, goes through the Rif and the Rambam, as you see, like we have. Va'ayin betosvus mitiyesh the mefarshim the kevin the yadua lechol the shetova kila omdim shamadami or kach efshel hakdin amachrokas choyam emodim lasfrozun the hani miro mashi efrigahu shalom mechash vizem mitzad chiyav tefila. So he says that this case he thinks is even better than the other cases. He says, not a matter that I see she's acting like she's from, I see... It's not that you know the person, you didn't actually see it, right? So if you ask the other two dayanim, did this person go to the mikveh? The answer they'll tell you is yes. Do you know that? Yes, I know it. I didn't see it, but I know it. I heard the splash, I was standing close enough to it, etc. The actual going in, I was blocked. But I have no doubt about it. So bid the Evid Rav Moshe thought you could be making on this case alone. However, in general, in the issue of a normal case of a woman, so you have to actually be in the room. So technically, that's what happens at Lemaisa, is that but they didn't have different approaches, but the woman is totally covered as she enters the water. Again, if she's using a sheet, for example, there is a possibility after she goes down that she'll lose control a little bit of it on the way up again. So the second that the last hair goes in, the three dead and march out, the door is slammed, the word kosher is yelled out, she hears the slam of the door, and you know there's no men left in the room. And at that point, there's usually a second dip in the mikveh for various reasons, much like the minhag of many women when they go every month is to go to the mikveh two times. with the idea in order that for the shayla when the bracha is supposed to be before, after, etc. And she goes again once more benachas in front of the mikveh lady. But the general assumption is that the men have to be there, even though there are, if you're really in a shasa d'chak, yes, there are rishonim that say you do not require a beis din for this. However, lechadchila, if you're setting up a beis din to do things the right way, it is appropriate for it to be set up in that way. All right, question, yes?
The presumption is, I assume, that the beis din is constituted of people who shall return Torah mitzvahs.
Correct. We've discussed earlier the constitution of the beis din in terms of whether people who are not shomrei Torah mitzvahs can be on the beis din, whether krovim can be on the beis din, and whether geirim can be on the beis din. Those were the three topics. In case you might have missed it, it's available on YU Torah.
To go back to Michelle's point for a second, let's say I have three guys who walk in, see that the woman's actually going to go into the mikvah, could they just now appoint other people? The Shekhinah's essence there because they've actually been there.
But then, to quote Elvis, the Shekhinah has left the house. You know.
No, again, the
assumption of
the Shekhinah has to be there literally during the different years.
Again, that's more agadic, but the idea is that the base it has to be bifnei basin. It has to be bifnei basin. The basin has to see it happen. That's the general assumption, I think, and that's the way. Most, but they didn't do it nowadays, as far as I know. I'm unaware of a beis din nowadays that doesn't do it that way.
So basically, the woman acts religious until it's time to marry off her kids or get remarried. You take a word for it.
It's very interesting. You know, there are a lot of there's a lot of questionable geiruses out there, and so, for example, we had mentioned a case earlier of a new rabbi comes to town and finds out the old rabbi had totally messed everything up. So he asked the question of, do I've got to now go through the membership rolls and anybody who he or her, do I have to start looking into it? And the psak is no. You know, you take people on their word until it comes time. If you are the Masada Kedushin at a wedding of them or their children, at that point you have to look into it. But in general, you know, unless we're at one of those watershed moments, we take people at their word. It's like the guy who walks into shul and he announces that he's a Kohen.
Seems like if a couple's been married for a while, right, and they have kids that are little or not married yet, that you're putting off a problem for.
Yeah, I mean,
it seems to me to like say.
Absolutely, I mean, if you asked me, I would take care of this. If you know you've got a problem, I mean, I've had students come over to me and say, "Listen, Rabbi, here's the story. You know, me this, my mother that, etc." And I tell them, ASAP, take care of this, you know, work into it. However, the majority of the cases we get are, you know, they're engaged and about to get married, and then suddenly they find out, oh my goodness. But yeah, absolutely, in terms from a practical point of view, if anybody has any doubts, you get that taken care of ASAP. Before the mechutanim get involved. All right. I think the next one's on Thursday.